Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Writing Cabin with Tara Benner. I'm author Tara Benner, and this is my cabin. We all need to escape into story from time to time, so come on in, sit down by the fire, pour yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, and let's talk books. Now, before we get started today, I want to take a moment to thank my wonderful patrons. Patrons, your support not only funds the creation of new short stories, but it tells me that you enjoy the books so much that you want to support them and me directly. If you, dear listener, would like to join our Patreon family, you can do so over at patreon.com/TaraBennerLabs. I create a brand new story, either a standalone short story or part of a novella for my patrons every single month, and you can gain access to that entire library for just $3. Again, that is patreon.com/TaraBennerLabs. This week's featured book is The Witch's Fortune. In the small mountain town of Mountain Shadow, Fiona and Eleanor have always been the weird Grimes sisters. Fiona never had any intention of moving back home, but when her parents are killed in a fire, she's drawn back to the rambling old house that's been in her family for generations. There she finds an unwelcome guest, the spirit of a 19th century gold prospector who knew her great-great-grandmother Loretta. He's there for one reason and one reason alone, to keep Fiona from leaving Mountain Shadow. Right now, you can get The Witch's Fortune as an ebook for free on my website. That's the only place that it's free. I have also recorded it as an audiobook for my YouTube channel. So if you are a YouTube subscriber, you can find that just in my audiobooks playlist. And so it'll be there. It's me reading it. So it's not professionally narrated, but it's still a fun listen. So hello, everybody. It's so strange and wonderful to be talking to you this week. I've been on a long hiatus, which viewers and listeners of the show will probably have noticed. I was going to take some time off over the holidays around Thanksgiving and come back January 1st, but things did not quite go as planned, so I am returning from my hiatus later than I intended. Basically what's been going on is, well, I guess I said, I took some time off for the holidays intentionally because I work at a pretty constant and deliberate pace all the time. And I rarely take time off, because I love what I do. And it's also the kind of business where there's always a pile of things that need to get done. And, but yeah, I wanted to take some time. And so I did. And that was really lovely. Got to see some family over the holidays, spend some time here in Colorado with my little family. And, then in January, the wheels kind of fell off the bus a little bit. My son, he's now almost 18 months, but he was going through this crazy time. And I think it was part like what they call a cognitive leap, or like if you're like a glass half empty kind of person, you might call it a sleep regression. But this is really common around that age. They kind of get really bad separation anxiety and their little brains are just like learning so much that they are not sleeping. They're kind of off their schedule. And my son was waking up super early, encroaching on my writing time. He dropped a nap, which was like, it really like wrecked my world there for a few weeks. And he was teething really bad. It was just, it was a hard start to 2023. And so I was really trying to like focus on writing and kind of developing this new series that I'm working on. And so I just had to like kind of drop the podcast for a month. And so I am back now. I'm really trying to kind of, I want to be consistent moving forward, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But if I miss a week here or there, just know that I have not given up the podcast. I love the podcast. It's just kind of as my life allows. And so that's where we're at. In other news, I just got back from Sedona. My husband, my son, and I, and the dogs, we took a little trip there last week, I guess the week before, and it was really wonderful because I realized when I was kind of taking stock of 2022 and like what I accomplished last year and kind of what we did for fun, you know, my overarching like feeling from 2022 was like, I'm so tired just thinking about it. Because on the one hand, I was like, what did I do? And I was like, oh, I had an infant for all of 2022. And, you know, my son was going through all these crazy milestones. And in the midst of that, I managed to put out, I think, more books than I ever have in a year. I launched the podcast. I launched my YouTube channel. I put out a bunch of audiobooks. Like, I did all these crazy things. And I was like, yeah, but like, what else did I do? Not a lot, really. And we didn't go on any kind of vacation last year. And so we decided that we wanted to take a trip to somewhere a little bit warmer because it's very cold and snowy here right now. And it was also sort of meant to be a little bit of a retreat to kind of get some perspective on our lives and kind of like where we are, where we want to be, and kind of like if we're headed in the right direction, like me and my husband as a couple, us as a family, the two of us as individuals, and kind of like what do we want more of in our lives? How do we want to kind of shape our work and our actions to kind of move towards some goals that we have? And so that was, I mean, to be honest, it was not quite that, like what we had in mind. We, you know, we had this kind of grand idea that we were going to go to Sedona and we're going to do yoga twice a day and we're going to have all this time and space to think and be out in nature and really like get some clarity on life. And I do think we got some clarity on life, but it was definitely not the like relaxing retreat that we had in mind, because we had a toddler with us. So like reality check, we had our two dogs who thankfully at this point, like they're very used to traveling. They're very used to staying in Airbnbs and strange places. And they're like very easy. My son got like a really high fever the day we left. And we're like, at this point, like our Airbnb was completely non-refundable. Like we couldn't get any money back. And we were like, oh, like, well, he's going to be sick. Would we rather be sick stuck in our house here, or we'd rather be sick in Sedona? And we opted to be sick in Sedona because we also thought we're both going to get sick. That's what's going to happen. Like the kid is sick. Now we're both going to get sick. And then we were like, well, yeah, if we're going to be sick too, we would rather be sick in Sedona where it's warm, where we can have food delivered. Because like where we are here, like we are literally in the middle of the mountains. We are a half an hour drive from any kind of real town. Like there's no takeout, there's no pizza delivery. You are on your own. All right. And so, yeah, we're like, you know what? If we all get sick, we'll just stay at the Airbnb. We'll order food. We'll watch a bunch of Netflix. We'll be in kind of a new place. And so it won't feel like such a drag and it'll be fine. Thankfully, neither of us became ill, but my son, he was just kind of like cranky and sad most of the trip. And we went and did this hike that was basically the hike that my husband took me on the first time that we went to Sedona together. And it, you know, it takes you like way up into the Red Rocks and to some kind of secret spots that he knows of where there's all these beautiful ruins and gorgeous views. But I didn't really remember how intense of a hike it was. I mean, it wasn't that it was a lot of miles or that the terrain was really difficult the whole way. It was really just there were a few spots where there was some really intense like bouldering, I guess you would call it, like rock climbing. I don't know like what else you would call it, but it was like some really kind of death-defying little jaunts. And the last time we did this, Nelson, our Malamute or half Malamute, he was a puppy and he was very like lightweight and malleable. And we could just kind of like, whoop, like throw him up onto the rocks. And my dog Luna was kind of this like spry young little thing. She was like a real like skinny, like Aussie adolescent. And now she's like 7 and she's kind of a porker. And my dog Nelson, I mean, they told us he was going to be 35 pounds. This dog is at least 50 pounds. And he is terrified of things. He doesn't like being like, whoop, like onto the rocks. And we had my son in the hiking backpack. And you guys, this was terrifying to me. Like, I don't think I've been so scared in a really long time. Maybe not ever. It was just like, it was this primal thing for me where I was like, oh my gosh, like I have to protect my child. We're out in the wild. Like, this is crazy. And this is really intense. Luckily, my husband is super athletic and super capable. He's a very experienced hiker, outdoorsman. Like, he's done some crazy things in his life. And so, like, it was no problem. Like, really, there was no danger. But, like, we got to the top and I had a huge, like, adrenaline dump. And I was just, like, exhausted from the terror. But it was all good. We got our beautiful views. I think it kind of brought us both back down to earth a little bit as far as like life with children, like young children, because when they're little tiny, they're very portable. You can kind of take them anywhere. Like, we took him on some like crazy hikes just in his little front carrier when he was small. But you know, once they start to be toddlers, they want to move around. If they're cranky, they don't just go to sleep. They're just kind of like awake, cranky. And so... It was a struggle to do the things that we're used to doing on vacations. But overall, it was really nice to get away and have that time. And we got to like get takeout and bring it back to our house, which to most people, they're like, that's lame. But to me, like, this was some fantasy I had of being on vacation. I was like, we could get Thai food and like bring it back, or we could get it delivered. Like, that's crazy. And so that was fun. We had a really cool drive back. We went through Gallup and Grants, New Mexico, and like all these really cool places, and stopped along the way. And so yeah, it was a great trip, but I'm happy to be back. I am very much a homebody. And yeah, I think that's about it for my life update. Well, I will close it out by saying that my son has recovered and he has also, knock on wood, gotten through his like cognitive leap or whatever. He is sleeping much better. My life is much calmer. I mean, as calm as it can be with a toddler, but things have calmed down. And so I'm getting into a better rhythm with writing and with life. So that's it for my life updates. Now I'll segue into my little writing updates. I am working on The Mountain Shadow Mysteries, book one. And if you like follow me fairly closely, you may be like, didn't you say you were working on that like a month ago? Yes, I'm still working on it. I'm actually writing it at this point. I've kind of developed the concept for the series. I have it fully outlined, and this week I actually got to start my first draft. So it may sound like I'm not really that far along, and I guess that's true, but I write pretty fast. And so the really heavy lifting, I feel like part one of two of the heavy lifting is done. The real heavy lifting is kind of in edits. And so the first draft is like pretty straightforward and easy and fun for me. And so that will go quickly, hopefully. This series is going to be a spinoff of Witches of Mountain Shadow, but with a new protagonist. Most of the characters are new, but I am bringing in some side characters from the old series. I know for a fact that Bellamy is going to be in the series. Detective Wesley Pierce is in the series. I don't know who else I will bring back, but any opportunity I will bring back old favorites. Probably not Fiona, just because I feel like that kind of, it's like a weird, like TV spinoff when like an actor comes back and they're like 30 years older and you're like, wait, is that? Oh, like he does not look good. I feel like that's weird. And so I probably won't bring Fiona back into this series. But the rest of the side characters will kind of come in and out as makes sense. And so, yeah, I'm really trying to keep the overall flavor of Mountain Shadow kind of as it is in the original series, because I know that for me, the world is very much key to the series, the town, the setting, kind of the overall feel of it. It's kind of like spooky and mysterious. This is more of a mystery. And so although the series is going to kind of have like an ongoing story arc or multiple ongoing story arcs, each book will kind of be a self-contained like murder mystery. And so, but there's lots going on with the supernatural and the town and all kinds of really fun stuff. So I do have the blurb written. And so I will read the blurb on the podcast for the very first time. Here we go. Bad luck seems to follow Caroline. She just lost her job and her fiance and can no longer afford the rent on her apartment. Broke and jobless, Caroline goes to Colorado to visit her aging spitfire of a grandmother, hoping a change of scenery and Graham's famous cookies will lend some much-needed perspective. Things are certainly changing in Graham's hometown. The historic Mountain Shadow Hotel is up for auction, and developers are circling like vultures. When Graham's uses her retirement savings to place the winning bid, Caroline thinks she's lost her marbles. The falling down hotel is rumored to be haunted, and they have until summer to get the place up and running. But when a prominent real estate developer is murdered, Graham's becomes the lead suspect in the case. Even more troubling are the strange dreams that have been plaguing Caroline since she came to town, a possible resident ghost, and the ornery black cat who has become her constant companion. It's up to Caroline to help Graham's restore the old hotel to its former glory, but first she has to solve a murder and clear her grandmother's name. So as I was reading this, I was like, things have already changed in the first draft. I think the Mountain Shadow Hotel is now called the Mountain Shadow Grand. I haven't given Caroline a last name because I have a list of names still in my like file. So it's, you know, it's a working blurb. But that is kind of the gist of book one. Yeah, Caroline is kind of starts out this very ordinary character who kind of comes to learn about her powers as the story goes. And of course, she will meet some fun ghosts in the hotel as it's being renovated. Yeah, there's lots of fun things. I'm having a lot of fun with the first draft. The character of Graham's is hilarious. So I think you're really going to like it. If you enjoyed Mountain Shadow, The Witches of Mountain Shadow, you will definitely love this series. In other news, I really want to get more audio content up on my YouTube channel, and I am not sure exactly what's next. I want to record some more original audio when I have the time, and I'm thinking I may start taking some stories out of the vault, like the Patreon vault, which is the Mountain Shadow stories specifically, and putting those exclusive to my YouTube channel. We'll see. Or I may do the audio version of one of the Patreon novellas next. We'll see. I don't really have time to be recording a ton of audio, but it's something that I really want to make a priority. It's something I really enjoy. And so you have that to look forward to as well. That's it for my writing update. It's time for what am I reading this week? And right now, I actually just last night started a book called What the Cat Knew by P.D. Workman. It's a mystery with a cat in it, of course. I am also listening to Wings and Broken Things by Trixie Silvertail. That is book three, I believe, in the Mitzi Moon Mysteries. And if you love, like, kind of paranormal and you love mysteries, that's such a good series. It's so funny. I love the heroine so much. But I have to recommend the audiobooks because the narrator, whose name I don't know right now, the narrator is fantastic, and she adds so much to the story that, like, even though the books are in Kindle Unlimited and I have a Kindle Unlimited account, I'm actually listening to the audiobooks instead because I just love the performance and it makes them all that much more enjoyable. So definitely I recommend the Mitzi Moon Mysteries. And yeah, that's what I've been reading. It's almost time to wrap up, but before we go, let's check the mailbox. And this week we had a comment on the YouTube channel from ClemBB8571. She says, "Hello, Tara. I hope you're doing well. I've been listening to the Cabins podcast playlist because I miss it. I'm only at book two of Witches of Mountain Shadow. Soon I'll order book three. I was distracted, so I didn't hear the spoiler alert. I didn't expect to hear about Fiona and Gabriel years later. I almost dropped my groceries when I heard what's happening. LOL. The chapter is so good. I'm so excited to read the rest of the series." Thank you, Clem, for writing in, and thank you for being so understanding as the podcast has been on hiatus. This episode was a little bit of a mess because I'm out of practice, but hopefully I will see you guys next week. If you have any burning questions or comments you'd like for me to read on the show, you can send them to tarabenner@gmail.com, or you can post them on YouTube. I'm really not encouraging people to post them on any of my other social channels right now because I have not been on social media, you guys. If you leave a YouTube comment, usually it comes to my email, but really my email, tarabenner@gmail.com, is the best way to make sure that I see it. That's all I have for you this week, but feel free to stay in my cabin as long as you like. We'll drink all the coffee, you can crack open a good book, hopefully one of mine, and have a wonderful weekend.